KFWB News Time, 6:33, the tricky task of transforming Afghanistan.
The U.S. has poured $60 billion into bringing electricity, clean water, jobs, roads, and education to Afghanistan, but some Afghan officials say much of that money has been wasted.
Now joining us live from Kabul, AP correspondent Brett Blackledge. And Brett, $60 billion, a whole lot of money, but are Afghanis seeing any results?
Well, that's a good question, and what we found in this first piece, we looked at the electricity sector, there hasn't been a lot of progress.
So in other words, they're still in the dark? There's been other things. I mean, do you see anything in the roads?
Well, in the electricity sector, for example, only about 10% of Afghans have power right now. That's up from 6% in 2001. So there's been, of the $60 billion spent, much of that has been for police and army. But in Afghanistan, there's about $1.6 billion spent on the energy sector. And as you can tell, getting up to 10% coverage for electricity, that's not very good.
What about this charge, and I believe it was the Afghan finance minister who made it, that billions of these dollars have been wasted?
That's correct. I mean, he points specifically, by the way, to money, about $4 billion spent on the narcotics, attempting to eliminate narcotics, the anti-narcotics program. That's a lot of money that he says he can't see any progress. Go to any village, go to any farmer who was growing poppy for opium, and he says you won't find any of them that gave it up. So tomorrow, a conference starts here in Kabul that the international community is meeting with the Afghan government, hoping to come up with ways to improve how they spend the international aid money.
Well, do they think that the money itself has caused corruption, or has it just not been placed where it was needed?
There's a couple of things that happen with this type of money. It's a tremendous amount of money going into the Afghan government, which has a very small budget. You have an infusion of billions of dollars, more than $12 billion a year, into the Afghan government. But it's not being run through the government, mind you. It's being controlled by the international community. So without controls on that money, the international community not able really to monitor how well it's being spent on the projects that it funds, you have the opportunity for corruption, certainly. That's one problem. The other problem you have is you have bad ideas that are funded. One of the things we looked at specifically in this piece was a diesel plant built outside of Kabul. The Afghan government now admits, as do some Americans, that that wasn't a very good use of money, given that the Afghanistan government can't afford diesel to fund the plant.
Yeah, I guess not. What a nightmare. But, you know, and I guess as long as the poppy fields are growing and thriving, you know, there's no alternative?
Well, I think the idea is to try to get a handle on this. You know, for 8 or 9 years now, there has been sort of spending at will to attempt to bring rebuilding into the country for schools and roads and power. I think it's been done at such a quick pace that now there is the belief, let's take a deep breath, let's figure out where we're spending the money, and let's perhaps plan it better. Now, the Afghan government says we're the ones who should handle it, and tomorrow's conference that begins here in Kabul is partly to discuss how they might handle the money. One of the things I think to watch is, do they make any more progress than has been made in the nearly 9 years they've been working on it already? It's a huge issue because President Obama and the rest of the international community has said in order to declare victory in Afghanistan, you should have been able to show it's capable of being rebuilt. You should be able to bring power to the Afghans. You should be able to bring jobs, schools, roads. And if you can't do that, then there's a question of whether or not you can declare victory.
AP correspondent Brett Blackledge joining us live there from Kabul.
KFWB News Time, 6:39.